He is our NBA expert. He is one of our favorite people to talk to. He is from TrueHoop.com. He is Coach David Thorpe. He is also the star of Toronto television, and he's lucky enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coach, good morning. How was TV?
Well, we're playing it Sunday. I think when you say star, you should use air quotes. Well, I was interviewed for a show they're doing because finally they realize it's a great sport, and they know that I go back 20 years with Masai Ujiri, their president, so they asked me to come on and talk about him.
Oh, see, that's awesome. That's really cool. Can you tell us a cool Masai story, Coach?
Sure. I have many. So I won't go into all the details of how we first met, but when he first got in touch with me, after we had met the first time, a year later he got in touch and just needed some help, whatever. He was living in England finishing his basketball career, and I met him in Atlanta. I told him, come to Atlanta, the NCAA Final Four, and I'll introduce you to everyone I know. I've been doing basketball a long time at that point already. And he just was looking for a job and really had no idea what he might want to do. But he didn't have a cell phone. And this is literally 20 years ago. And there weren't a lot of cell phones actually then. And I let him borrow mine and, you know, when I could. And I just remember by the end of the weekend, this is no exaggeration, like Gino Ariando, whatever his name is, from Connecticut, and all these famous coaches on the girls' side, not just the guys' side, I knew a lot of the names. I didn't know some of the girls' coaches. They were all calling. He had met so many people and didn't realize it was my phone because he had connection to great players, and he did. He brought some very, very talented young men. I didn't really follow the women's side, but young men that played in conferences like the ACC, like at Florida State and high-level places. And that was really his beginning because from there he kind of bounced into pro scouting and now he's president of the Raptors.
And, I mean, he's built a heck of a team down or up in Toronto there. I mean, it's been fantastic. Out of game one of this series so far, Coach, what is the one thing that Toronto has done that's really stood out to you in guarding Golden State?
Oh, nothing. It wasn't their defense that impressed me so much. I thought that Golden State played sloppily. What has impressed me the most about Toronto is they just have a lot of heroes, and that goes to culture. Nick Nurse deserves a huge amount of credit. I don't credit my good friend Masai for trading for Kawhi Leonard. That's a no-brainer. I don't think it was such a genius move at all to get Marc Gasol. Who didn't want Marc Gasol for their team? And it was an obvious upgrade over Jonas Valanciunas, their previous starting center. I give him lots of credit for hiring Nick Nurse and building that culture because just think about it. Norman Powell, who you don't even know who that is probably. You may know him a little bit. He was a star in some of those games against the Sixers, as was Fred VanVleet, who did not have a very good season. And then you've got, of course, Siakam game one. They're more, and Marc Gasol was great in game one, but he's been great before. Those other guys, this is new for them. And so I give Masai and the culture of the Raptors a ton of credit. I wrote about that in True Hoop yesterday, that they might have the best culture of any team in the league.
And that's so important. And, I mean, you saw it in Norman Powell. I mean, that's a guy who'd sat on the bench for a good chunk of the season, and then all of a sudden they needed him in that series. And he catches fire and got them exactly what they needed. And you're 100% right, Coach. That's culture. That's really what that is. That's next man up. That's the stuff you hear Dame Lillard talking about all the time and everybody drools over. And here they're doing it right there in Toronto. Is that something that's players, or is that Nick Nurse that hammers that home?
Well, I'm really glad you asked me that because I don't want to give the impression that Norman Powell didn't deserve credit and Fred VanVleet. Of course the players deserve the lion's share of the credit. What that lion's share is in terms of numbers, I don't know. Maybe someone else does. I don't. I know that in my consulting business where I help players around the world, I have a role in one of many people who try to build these guys into playing the best they can play when the games matter most. But ultimately, it's the players themselves that do the study each day and work on their game and all the little things you can imagine. Eat healthy, get rest, all that factors in. Absolutely, the head coach, absolutely, management and staff and teammates, all of that. There's a saying that I quoted on lots of radio and podcasts over the years that I picked up from someone: culture eats strategy for breakfast. I'm a big believer in that. I think we have two teams that have amazing culture. The Warriors are where they are, despite some of the issues with Kevin Durant and some of Draymond's issues that he's had. And here they are in five straight. And the guy here recently without Kevin Durant. So that goes to their culture. I think Steph Curry is a huge part of that. I know Steve Kerr is as well. And I look at ownership. The Raptors have, I believe, a teachers credit union. The Teachers Union of Canada is like their largest owner. It's a very wealthy union. Whoever is the owners that run the shop day to day with Masai deserve credit. They are a formidable team. I wrote this. I think they're the best team the Warriors have played in this 5-year run for them for the finals.
Wow. Wow, that's going to anger a couple people around here.
Here's exactly what I wrote. This Raptors team against your championship team, I think, would have been a 7-game series. So, yeah, no disrespect. This is a very, very good team. Your team was very good. That was your Kyrie and Kevin Love were healthy. This Raptors team, I think, would play that team to a 7-game series. And I didn't predict who would win. So it was on level with that LeBron team. And of course, LeBron's amazing. But the Raptors do some things in terms of matchups with the Warriors team that Cleveland didn't have.
He is Coach David Thorpe. You can read him at truehoop.com. And, of course, he is the biggest star of Canadian TV since John Candy found his way to SCTV. So, Coach, what can Golden State do to clean this up and really make this a series? Was Game 1 a feel-out game for them, or is there a couple warning signs you've seen?
Oh, there's some warning signs, but I don't think it was a feel-out game. I think they've been off for a while. I thought they looked a little rusty in the first half. I should say rustier than Toronto. Okay, they're still a very good team. They missed shots. Iguodala played. I mean, basically the Warriors played terribly except for Curry, who was great. It'd be nice if they had Kevin Durant. I don't know if they're going to get Kevin Durant, or if they do, they might be down 2-0 if they don't win Sunday night, of course, because he's not playing for Game 2. I favor them to win the series. I still favor them to win the series. The probability goes way down when you lose Game 1. I thought the Raptors had to win Game 1 or they had no chance in the series. I think the Warriors will get better, not worse. Even without Durant, they'll get better as the series goes on, and they kind of sink their teeth into what Toronto's doing. They defended Kawhi very well. The issue, as you mentioned, is Siakam and Gasol. Both guys scored in matchups that the Warriors didn't expect. Siakam scored one-on-one twice against Draymond Green. They did not expect that. They're going to have to adjust. They did in the second half. They started showing a little bit more, helping a little bit more to try to create some doubt in Siakam's mind, but he was already rolling at that point and with confidence, and he can easily score, and they switch some guys like Curry. But the Warriors like to switch, and that left Gasol inside against, in one case, a couple times, a Warriors guard, and he just turned and scored. That's not always the Marc Gasol we see. He almost didn't shoot his second three-point shot of the night the other night, wide open, literally, like, hesitated for a second. Like, Steph Curry could have gotten four shots off the amount of time that Gasol had. He finally took it, bang, he made it. He made two in a row at that point. And so, yeah, you got to pick your poison. Well, they did. They picked their poison in Game 1 with all Kawhi Leonard. Siakam and Gasol beat him. And VanVleet also played great. And that's they're going to always have to live with that. So they're going to have to make some adjustments, but they typically do. Remember, they've been down before, including not just to you guys, but Houston, who was a superior team. Even without Chris Paul, they were a great team, and they came back to win when they were down 3-2. So they have the heart of a champion. They've earned it. I think this series is going to be amazing, though.
I'm with you. I think it's going six. I think it's goal. I said Golden State in six in the very beginning, and I stand behind that. I thought Game 1 would be a feel-out game for Golden State. I think they were even shocked with how good Toronto looked and how good Marc Gasol looked in that whole thing. I was floored by how well Marc Gasol played in that game. And I remember watching him in Memphis and that stuff. I just didn't know he had that gear left at the age of 35. Like, I didn't know he was such a hesitant shooter for so long. To see him hitting those threes there, man, that is huge for them, because that's kind of like having the 7-foot version of Draymond running their offense of another great passer.
Oh, he's an elite passer. He's the best passing big man in the league. Draymond's incredible, by the way, but he ain't 7 feet tall, not even close.
Right.
Gasol is also such a good defensive player. So, no, here's the thing. If Gasol did this every night, well, they would have won more games with him than they did before. They wouldn't have gone 7 with the Sixers. This is not the Marc Gasol we always get. If it is, I think Toronto's going to win the series. If Siakam plays like that every night, goes 14 of 17, and VanVleet still can't miss, yeah, Toronto's going to win the series, maybe fast, but I said what you said. I initially thought I don't really love picking number of games because these things are so fluid. But I thought Warriors and six made some sense to me. I still think they can win the series in six or seven. They won't win four straight. I don't suspect. But no, they know they have their hands full. I watched all the post-game press conferences. The Warriors guys know. The Raptors are fast. That's why I said the matchup a little bit maybe better harder for the Warriors than when you guys played, because you have LeBron, and Kyrie is a great, he can make plays when the clock's running down. I've always been a huge Kevin Love fan, but you didn't have this kind of speed. And so they're running right back at Golden State. That is not something Golden State's seen a lot of, with a team that can do it as effectively as Toronto can, and that's going to take some adjusting. The speed for the Raptors is very good.
All right. He is Coach David Thorpe of TrueHoop.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Coach Thorpe. All right, Coach, I got to ask you about this RJ Hampton thing. What do you think of this kid deciding that I'm not going to go through the college system? Instead, I'm going to go to New Zealand. I'm going to make some money, and then I'll enter the draft. Is that a good idea for young kids?
Oh, absolutely. Every kid's different. We've seen this coming. It's happened before. I will tell you that I've been in conversations with a former player who is in a position to buy a team in that same league. I actually know the owner very well. The owner of New Zealand played for the Gators, Matt Walsh. He and I are co-owners. We're minority owners of a football team in Europe.
Wales. Very nice.
They used to be in the Premier League. Yeah, so I know Matt really well. We watched our team play together a couple years ago when they toured the States in the summer. And I think they'll build a great player development program there. I don't know what they're doing in New Zealand currently, but the player that called me, and we had lunch about it even, he wants to do the same thing in Australia, in the same league there, where you bring in any player that doesn't really want to go to college for whatever reason. He met with me because he wants to make sure I help him find I'm not moving to Australia, but I'll help him find an amazing player.
Right, I feel bad making you wake up at that hour.
Yeah, right. I think that it's every player is unique, right? I would not tell my son, you can't go play overseas, make money, get better, if that's what he wanted to do. I think it's just it's an option. I don't recommend it for most people, but I don't know this young man at all. I don't know where he's from, nothing about him. But honestly, until the G League starts paying more money, which I think is going to be coming very soon, this is what will happen. But I think soon enough it'll stop, because the G League will have to save money, and that's what the NBA wants, is keep him on our shores.
It seems like that's the smart thing to do. I mean, this college system clearly has its flaws, and we're just starting to see more and more of these guys. And here's a guy in Hampton. I think he was like a 5-star recruit or something like that. I mean, this kid was like number 5 in the country in the top 500 and decided to go play in New Zealand. It kind of, it shook a little people. It took him back a little bit. And I've always heard like Europe is a little shaky when it comes to pay and that stuff. Do you think that's been cleaned up a little bit, or is it still
great
just
question.
As shaky as it used to?
No, it's great. Great question. It depends on where you are. I help a lot of players overseas. None of them complain about getting paid on time in the better leagues. In the lesser leagues, they do. I don't think that's at all the case where he's going. So that won't be an issue. But here's the issue. The better leagues in Europe, where they always pay on time, these kids can't play in those leagues. They're not good enough. Like, there's no – that kid can't go to Germany or France or Italy or Spain or Russia and play. He'd never get on the court. We've seen that. The Bender kid, who the Suns drafted, I think number 3, played for Maccabi Tel Aviv, which is a EuroLeague team. He wasn't good enough to play really in the Israeli league, which is a lower league than those other places, but still very good. Like, there's former NBA players in the Israeli league right now. Jarrell Wright was one of my top players in the Israeli league this year. But in the EuroLeague, Bender didn't play at all, and that's the problem. So a place like New Zealand, Australia's league is not there yet. It's getting better. He had the chance to play more, and that to me is the most important thing in player development, is you have to work off the court, meaning non-games and practice and drills, whatever, but then you've got to play. And so as long as if I was his agent, which I'm never going to be an agent, I would want written in stone in a contract, some guarantee of minutes, 20 minutes a game, whatever, because he's got to play if he wants to continue to build his basketball ability. That doesn't mean his draft status, because guys get drafted without playing that much. So there's that balance you have to walk through. But like I said, I think eventually the G League will come around. A bunch of these players playing in these finals have been in the G League. That's a very good sign. The brand is getting better. The games are getting better. The talent in the G League, I watched this year, is getting better all the time. Eventually it'll be like a true minor league system, just like we have in baseball.
He's Coach David Thorpe. He writes for TrueHoop.com. Read him there. He's a must read, at Coach Thorpe on Twitter. Thank you so much for the time, Coach. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.